mind, that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we've been talking the last few weeks about who Jesus is, at least who he said he was, and what his and how that applies to us as his followers, the things we're supposed to be doing. Well, and today's scripture lesson is really, we'll be talking about how Jesus said that he was the vine, and what his how that relates to us. He spoke in these terms specifically about how that relates to us. Our scripture lesson is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. So he's saying to us here that he is the vine and we are the branches, and that really shows our relationship. You know, if you're familiar with the way vines and branches grow, branches come off of the vines. They are attached. Or if they're not attached, they wither and die. The branches receive from the vine. They receive nourishment, just as we receive nourishment from God, from Christ. We grow as a result of this nourishment. Now, this is a spiritual nourishment I'm talking about. It is the way we learn, the things we learn. We are fed the things we learn through his word, through preaching, through study, through time spent with him in prayer. And that is how we live. Now, there's plenty of people who are not so fed. And yes, they're alive in the organic sense, but spiritually, as we are fed spiritually, we receive this spiritual nourishment, and we live spiritually. But we know people who do not live that way, who do not receive that nourishment. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. So another thing the branches do is that's where the fruit grows. And I'm not talking here specifically about the spiritual fruit. Can you hear me? Is that okay? Okay. We're not talking about fruit as in the fruit of the Spirit. That's something for another day. But fruit as the thing that provides nourishment for other people. Let's think about it in those terms. Because we know there are people out here who are not receiving the spiritual fruit, and just maybe, we as followers of Christ, who are supposed to be producing this fruit, are going to be able to provide nourishment for those people, to provide it in some way. You see, if that light is shining from you, as we talked before about Jesus being the light, and we're supposed to be shining his light through us, perhaps when they see that, they will be able to get some joy, some peace of peace. Perhaps they will get something from that. It's one of the stories from when I was in prison. I really enjoy spending time talking to the prisoners, and I love relaying these stories to people. But there was one of the weekend retreat we were doing in the prison, and one of the men was a brand new Christian, and he really, really loved Jesus. And he came to us, we had our Thursday evening and service, and he went back to his cell and was talking to his cellmate about the stuff that had gone on in the retreat, because he was really happy because we were spending time together and singing some songs and being spiritual, spending time with other Christians, and he was really excited about it, and his cellie wasn't. He told him to shut up about it. I don't want to hear this. Well, Friday came, and we had our Friday portion of the retreat, and Friday night he went back to his cell again, and he started telling his cellie again about the things we did that day at the retreat, and his cellie told him, I don't want to hear about it. Just shut up about it. And Saturday came, and he came to the Saturday portion of the retreat, and that evening he went back to his cell again, and he started telling his cellie about the great time he had, and the things we talked about, the things we discussed, and the songs we were singing, and his cellie just told him, look, shut up, I don't want to hear about this Jesus guy. Just shut up about it. So he said, fine. And he went to bed, and he woke up in the middle of the night, because there was a sound. His cellie was crying. So he got up and he said to him, what's the matter? What's wrong? And his cellie said to him, I want what you have. Tell me about Jesus. And that evening, this inmate, for the man who maybe 5 hours earlier told him he didn't want anything to do with Jesus, led this man in the sinner's prayer. He was so excited on Sunday morning to tell us that story. You see, his fruit was providing nourishment. The fact that someone else saw that light that was in him, they wanted it. The man who thought he didn't want Jesus was gaining some spiritual nourishment from this other man because of his fruit, because of the joy he exhibited, his fruit. I remember a few years ago when I became a pastor, the very first service I did was an Ash Wednesday service. And I did it early in the morning. I like to do Ash Wednesday in the morning because that way you've got your ashes all day if you choose to. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. But I remember because it was the first time I did a service, and I was still working. I did it really early in the morning so people on their way to work could stop and do it on their way to work. Only 3 people showed up, but that's a different story. But I went to work at my day job in the bank without even thinking about it. I was wearing like the black shirt with the collar. I didn't even think about it. I walked down to the corner. I got on the bus. Rode the bus into town, went to work. I was a little bit late, so everybody's already there. And there was a young man who was sitting near the door where I came in. And I was walking past him, and he looked up, and he saw me wearing the collar. And I'll never forget, he said to me, you know what? If anybody else here was wearing that, I'd ask them why. And that was all he said. I thought that was a great compliment. He was looking at the fruit. You know, he and I had never discussed anything like that previously. I didn't know if he was a Christian or not, but he could see, hopefully, my joy. He could see my peace. I was glad it was showing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. You know, as you would probably know from any time you work with plants, you cut something off from the plant and it withers and dies. And sometimes there are things that are still attached to the plants that are withered and dead, not bearing fruit. I really don't know enough about plants to be able to say why that kind of thing happens. But in our lives, as we as Christians claim to be the branches coming off of the vine, I think we get to decide. We get to decide if we're alive or dead in Christ. We can cut ourselves off. We can wither spiritually. We get to decide if we're bearing fruit or not, but we are called to do so. Jesus continued, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you. I want to put a warning on here. I think I need to warn people here. We're not talking, I am not going to preach the theology. There's a theology out there. There's probably a technical term for it. Let's call it, name it, and claim it. It says we'll get what we wish. Okay, let's be clear. God's not a genie in a bottle that we pop open and just make wishes from. There are churches out there that will tell you that he is. We can keep God in a box, and when we want, we can open the box up and let him out, and he'll do our bidding for us. That's not what this is about. If we remain in him, and his word remains in us, he will give us the things we wish. Now, if we remain in him and his word remains in us, the things that we will want will be the things that are best for him, for his community, for one another. If our desires are selfish, then we are not in him. You see, usually these name-it-and-claim-it churches push people towards selfish desires. I actually went to one for a little while, and I didn't know that's what was going on at the time. When I was in college, I was away at college, and a bunch of my fraternity brothers and I went to this church, and it seemed really good. It was a nice church. We really liked it a lot. So we joined. We became members of this church. And about 2 weeks after we became members, one Sunday morning, the preacher got up front and he said, "Everybody who wants a brand new car, come on up here and we'll lay hands on you and God will give you a new car." Well, we all got up and left. And we never went back because even as college students, thinking, wouldn't it be great for it to have a brand new car? We knew it was wrong. Those were selfish desires. And I have to believe that the people who stood up and went forward to have the church lay hands on them so that God would give them new cars were being selfish. Now, that is not to say that when we needed a new car, we prayed for a car, did we not? Because we needed something, we had need, and we asked God to provide us with a car somehow. It did not need to be a new car, just a car. And He provided. Yeah, He provided us with two good little cars. We remain in Him, and He in us. Jesus continued, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." The reason that miracles happen is for God to be glorified. You know, all the healings you see, and there are miraculous healings going on today. You know, we've seen them. I don't know if any of you have seen miracles in your lives. I'm sure you have. I mean, we've all seen some kind of miracle. People get better who the doctors say should not get better. We've seen that happen. God provides for us all the time. It's a miracle. The fact that I'm standing here talking to a crowd of people is a miracle. And these miracles happen so that God could be glorified, not us. I know it's a miracle that I'm standing here because if it was up to me, I wouldn't be. If I was trying to do this on my own, you wouldn't be able to understand anything I was saying. I'm not a public speaker. And when the people in front of me outnumber me, I have trouble talking. Robin says she always likes to hear me preach because every time I do, it's a miracle. Still working my day job a few months ago, I was asked to give a presentation at a team meeting for a small group of the people I work with. There are maybe a dozen people, and supposed to give a presentation on a certain new procedure that was going on. And I got up, and it was horrible. I know the procedure backwards and forwards. I do it every day. And I got up and I stood up and I stuttered and I stammered and I was quiet and people couldn't understand me. And my boss on the way out said to me, "I thought you said you were a preacher." I said, "Yeah." He said, "You mean people actually come and listen to you talk?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "That was the worst presentation I ever saw. And you talk in front of a church." I said, "Well, if you let me get up in front of those same 10 people and preach the gospel, you'll hear something completely different." So far, she hasn't let me stand up in front of those 10 people to preach the gospel. But you see, it's not about me. It's about God. He gets the glory for the things that happen. For the miraculous healings, I know, the miraculous healings I've seen, the person who was healed will stand up afterwards and say, "Look what God did for me. I didn't do it. The doctor didn't do it. God did it." He gets the glory. And that shows the fruit. That shows who we are. His disciples, His followers, the branches of the true vine, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Can live in your sanctuary, O Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike license. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Benediction is the good and final word, and we put it at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I just remembered something else about fruit. and the fruit we're supposed to bear. Fruit has within it a seed, and that's what makes things grow. That's what makes fruit fruit. It's got a seed in it. So the fruit you bear has the opportunity to make something else grow. Not just to provide that little bit of nourishment, but to make something grow. Not every seed grows, but some of it does. This service is over. Your service must now begin. Grow from this place, bearing fruit and planting its seeds. And be blessed. Amen.